From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are urging residents of Bermuda and the U.S. East Coast to keep a close eye on a strengthening hurricane Bill. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Letzman has more.
As of the latest advisory, Bill's winds were holding steady at 100 miles per hour, keeping it at Category 2 status as it moves to the west-northwest about 800 miles east of the Leeward Islands. While it's expected to grow stronger by tomorrow and may menace the eastern Caribbean, the sizable system is forecasted to take a more northward jaunt by later in the week and could reach the island of Bermuda by Saturday. The so-called cone of uncertainty does not include the U.S. northeast, as the storm is predicted to continue its curvature back to sea. But, says National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Ed Rappaport, the potentially dangerous Bill should serve as a wake-up call in the heart of the season.
Very much it's a reminder that this is the time of the year, the next 2 months or so, where we need to be on guard.
For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Iran's envoy to the UN's Atomic Energy Agency says Tehran is ready for talks with the West on its disputed nuclear program. Dale Gavlak has this report.
Ali Asghar Sultanate told state TV that Iran was ready to take part in any negotiations with the West based on mutual respect. He said talks without preconditions are Iran's main stance in the negotiations on the disputed nuclear issue. The West has accused Iran of seeking to build nuclear weapons, but Tehran maintains it wants to develop a peaceful power generation. It has ruled out suspending or freezing its nuclear activities. President Obama has given Iran until the end of next month to take up a six-power offer of talks on trade benefits if it stops nuclear enrichment. If it refuses, Washington is warned it could face harsher sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The government reported today that wholesale prices dropped sharply last month. The Labor Department says prices at the wholesale level were down by 0.9%. That is three times the amount that economists had predicted. The decline was driven by big decreases in both energy and food costs. Over the past 12 months, wholesale prices have fallen by the largest amount in more than six decades of record-keeping. They were down by 6.8%. The core inflation rate at the wholesale level, which does not count food and energy, dropped 0.1% in July. That's better than the 0.1% gain expected by economists. Meanwhile, construction of new U.S. homes dipped slightly last month, missing expectations, and a sign that the building industry's recovery from the housing bust is likely to be bumpy and gradual. On Wall Street, prices are higher. The Dow is up by 36 points to 9171. The Nasdaq up 9 points to 1940. This is NPR News. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken the unusual step of barring a labor union representing air traffic controllers from an investigation. This after the union publicly criticized the NTSB for a report that implied an air traffic controller was at fault for a crash between a helicopter and a small plane in New York. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The crash over the Hudson River killed 9 people earlier this month. An NTSB report said an air traffic controller failed to warn a plane that a helicopter was in its path. The report said the controller took a personal phone call while directing air traffic. Typically, the NTSB allows groups like the National Air Traffic Controllers Association to participate in an investigation, but only if they sign a secrecy agreement. The NTSB says the union violated that agreement when it held a press conference last Friday to talk about its concerns. Meantime, the NTSB appears to be backing off its earlier report, saying any conclusions right now without more information are speculative and premature. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak visits the White House today for a meeting with President Bush. The visit comes amid a push to resume Mideast peace talks. Following a meeting earlier this summer, President Obama is due to talk over several issues with the Egyptian leader. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. and Egypt are trying to work hard to create conditions for Mideast peace and cooperation. In an interview with PBS's Charlie Rose, Mubarak highlighted what he called Egypt's laborious efforts to unify the Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah. He acknowledged that unity has to occur before there can be peace between the Israelis and Palestinians. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.